The NFL held its first player draft in 1936, and there was really no media coverage at all. When the 2018 draft begins tonight, it'll be pretty hard to escape the coverage. There are draft preview magazines. There are mock drafts. Alien life landing in the stadium in Arlington, Texas tonight, where the draft is held, might think the NFL is the biggest thing on earth. Maybe it is. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts The Gist at Slate.com, and he joins us now from outer space. Mike, I like your spaceship, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, back in 1936, the Whig Party, I think, was still an ongoing thing. So it's really unfair to compare that.
True. So history shows us, you know, a lot of top draft picks are busts. How did this become such a big deal, such must-see TV?
The TV part of it is a bit perplexing, although let's credit the marketing of the NFL and the fact that NFL fans are extremely passionate, and even for terrible teams, hope springs eternal, and they've created it, as most professional drafts do, of giving the worst teams the first couple picks. So, for instance, I, as a Jet fan, wind up writing off my team somewhere in the middle of the season and start looking forward to the draft.
Right, right. And the Cleveland Browns, once again, have the first pick, and they have the fourth pick as well. They haven't won a championship, Mike, since 1964. It'd be kind of charitable to say they haven't drafted well in recent years. I mean, any sense the Browns will draft better this time, or are they just going to put their pick on a roulette table in Vegas?
Well, a couple things. When you say they haven't won a championship since 1964, let's note the phrasing. I mean, they haven't won a championship since pre-Super Bowl. When they won a championship, it was a championship. Mm. So they sort of, as Meryl Streep is to the Oscars, they are to the top of the NFL draft, not in terms of achievement, but in terms of just presence. They're always picking high because they're always such a bad team. I do have to say, their GM, their upper management, seems to be a lot more on the ball the last couple of years. They've had a change in management, and they have two of the top four picks. So between them, yeah, I don't know if you're a Browns fan, you could say two busts. But I would say that, you know, you have two shots at getting that franchise quarterback. Maybe they'll be able to do it for the first time since Bernie Kosar.
Let's talk about quarterbacks. I mean, I think there are four or five college quarterbacks that could go pretty high up. Talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, the really interesting thing about the draft, and it is incredibly overrated, because if you really look at the correlation between drafting well and being a good team, it's not exactly there. I think it's more that good teams seem to draft well because they develop players. So is it that they select good players or that they know how to coach? Mm-hmm. And I'll answer your quarterback question in a second. Like, look at the New England Patriots. Going back through 2009, they've only had one top 20 pick, yet they're in Super Bowls all the time. So it tells me that drafting or getting a top pick is not that important. But if it is important, it is very hard to coach up a quarterback who doesn't come into the league without a lot of skills. And it's very hard to acquire a quarterback on the free agent market without breaking the bank who's going to lead your team to a Super Bowl. Although backup quarterback for the Eagles, Nick Foles, certainly did that. So yeah, we're looking at four guys who could go in the top 10, could go in the top 20. And there's a big debate about where exactly Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, or the fourth guy will go. It'll hit me in a sec. Baker Mayfield. He could go number one. He's the guy from Oklahoma.
Go to the Browns. That's possible. He could go to the Browns. Good luck to the Jets. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He's also editor of the new book, Upon Further Review. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.